Okay, as we come towards the end of the perek, so we're at the last Mishnah, right? The last Mishnah? Yeah, the last Mishnah. Mamish the tail end, okay. But it's an interesting Mishnah.
Ay, ay, ay.
No, I forgot something. Sugya. Dr. Mishnah. Mishnah talks about other dinim of a melech, but I think that there's a connection to this week's parsha. Ein roich ben al suso ve'ein yoish ben al kiso. You're not allowed to ride the horse of the melech. You're not allowed to sit on the throne of the melech. Ve'ein mishtamshin b'sharvito, and you're not allowed to use his wand. Ve'ein royin oisai k'shu mistaper. You're not allowed to see the melech when he's not fully wearing and mechubad, which is including getting a haircut, like shu arum, and not when he's naked, v'lok shu bebeis hamerchas. And this is why the minig has developed that we don't go to mikvos when rabbonim go to mikvos. You have separate, right? You learn in yeshiva, you have separate hours for the right. That's when all the guys try to get in.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. The Mishnah doesn't say, it's also awkward. But v'lok shu bebeis hamerchas. Shenemar som tasim alecha melech, because the pasuk says som tasim alecha melech shetehei emasto alecha. So the din is, the Mishnah quotes a few different dinim, but the underlying theme of the Mishnah is you're not allowed to use the objects of a melech. You're not allowed to use the items of a melech. It's not just these types of items. And the Gemara starts off saying Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Yochanan, Avishag muteres l'Shlomo va'asura la'Adonia. What, who's Avishag? What is this talking about? So what's interesting, the Marsha is a fascinating parish. Marsha is, first of all, has Gevaldige Chidushim, but the Marsha also just gives you like missing context in order to understand like what to fill in the blanks, just what the Gemara is doing. So here's an example that you kind of need the Marsha to even understand what the Gemara's agenda is with this statement of Avishag Muteres L'Shlomo V'Asura L'Adoni Yahu. We're about to discuss an entire sugya about the story with Avishag. Just to give a little background, Avishag was a Nara Yafa, a beautiful woman who was brought at the end of David HaMelech's life in order to be Mechamim David HaMelech, to give him strength as he was very weak, and she was going to be Misharis and serve David HaMelech. And after David HaMelech passed on, Adoniyahu wanted to marry Avishag. So Zok the Marsha over here, Nirish Sheba lost his tam, Bamesh Nischayiv Adoniyahu Misa. So the Marsha, knowing the Psukim and Malachim, says, you need this Gemara. This Gemara is coming to explain to us something that we don't really understand from the Psukim, that Shlomo HaMelech, after Adoniyahu requested to marry Avishag, Shlomo HaMelech wanted to give him Misa. Why? What did he do wrong? So Zok the Marsha, and this is the connection with our Mishnah. We just said that what? That you're not allowed to use the items of a Melech. Included in not using the items of a melech is not using the people that served the melech, which was Avishag. So says the Gemara, Nirish Shabalasi is tam b'manis chayiv Adoniyahu misa. B'mashabikesh es Avishag lo leisha. She requested Avishag to marry. V'amr lefisha oisa asura lehedyot. Mishum sharvito shal melech. He said, you can't marry her because this is the someone that David HaMelech used to serve him. Vim came kisheshol also al korchuk she'adayin hichzik atzmo lemelech. So Shlomo HaMelech gave him a shtuch. Shlomo HaMelech says, look at what he's saying. You're requesting Avishag? Oh, but doesn't the Mishnah in Sanhedrin Chav Beis and Aleph say that sharvito shel melech is also lehedyot? No one could use the items of a melech. Must be that what? Implication is that you call yourself a melech.
sagt Shlomo HaMelech, you're married by Malchus, you should be Chayav Misa. By you requesting Avishag, you are being married by Malchus, you're now calling yourself a Melech as opposed to me being the Melech. That's what Shlomo HaMelech meant in his Chochma Dikaway. Why are you asking for Avishag? He's a very strong statement and had another layer of meaning to it. Because if you're asking for her, your implication is that you're a melech. So then you're being murdered in my malchus. Sharia asur lehedyet. So Sharvito shel melech is moter lemelech. So Shlomo HaMelech is moter.
He wasn't melech at that point yet either.
But Shlomo...
Meaning Shlomo wasn't Adonia fighting for the throne, wasn't it like...
Yeah, but Shlomo HaMelech held himself that he was going to be the king. So that's what. So it would be mutter for Shlomo HaMelech as he was the melech. But the shaila is, so that's what the Gemara is now to develop. So that's only true if what? If there was no nisuin and connection and marriage between Avishag and David HaMelech. So now the Gemara is going to have to clarify, okay, now we understand the background of what Shlomo HaMelech wanted with Adoniyahu about Avishag. But what about Shlomo HaMelech himself with Avishag? Why is he mutter? Isn't it Eshes David HaMelech? So the Gemara says, no, for Shlomo HaMelech would be muteres l'Shlomo. Why? The Melech Hoya, the Melech Meshtamash B'Sharvito Shemelech, Vasura L'Adonio, Dehedyotu. So now the Gemara clarifies that now we want to know what is the story with Avishag, which ultimately would even assume, is Shlomo HaMelech allowed to use her only as a Meshares? Or would Shlomo HaMelech even be allowed to marry her? Because if there was Ishus to David, so then that's Ishus Aviv, and that would be someone that's Aser Ba'arayus to the son. Avishag Mahi. What's the story with Avishag? Tichsiv. So one second, just before I go weiter, just for connection to the Parsha, I happen to fall upon this Meshech Chochma. Meshech Chochma says in the end of this week's Parsha, Parsha's Lech Lecha, Vatitein Oysa La'avram Isha. And Sarah gave Hagar to Avram for a shivcha because she realized she wasn't able to have children. So at least lefachos, you should have my shivcha. The medrash on that pasuk, the medrash says loy veloy laach. It's for him and not for anyone else. Vahakavon. The mefurish v'hedrish v'chein b'Yerushalmi kiddushin. One second. The v'benoyach oihu megarsha ohi megarsha. So lakach amru shekan lo tuchalios la'acher le'isha af im yegarsha. Even if Avram Avinu does not stay with her, the mada amr emek hamelach sheimlichu al kol ha'olam because the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah refers to Avram Avinu as being the Melech al kol ha'olam, im ken yesh lo din melech. So he has a din of a melech. Sha'oster, listen to Meshech Chochma. I didn't make this up. I didn't put this into the Meshech Chochma this week or decide to learn this week. Shem ken oster lishtamish b'sharvito. Because once he uses her as the shivcha, so she's also to everyone else. K'mafurish b'perek beiz, the Sanhedrin. Thank you, Rav Meir Simcha, who's apparently learning with us in this sugya. Gabi Melech L'Kaman finds Dr. Vesha Chachma. That was what the pshat and the medrash in this week's parsha. Why once Avram Avinu takes Hagar, since Avram Avinu had a din melech, it would be usher for anyone else to use her. Okay. Dr. Gemar. So Mahi, what's the story over the Chsiv? Melech David zokin ba bayomim. So Melech David was old. Vayomer lo avodov, and his avodov said to him, Yivakshu, you should request someone to be mishtamish with the Melech to help him. Uksiv vayivakshu nara yofa, and it says that they requested a nara yofa. Uksiv v'anara yofa ad ma'od. And it says in the pasuk that the Naro was very, very pretty. Vatihila melech sokenes, vatishar seyu. And she was helping and warming the melech. And she served him.
why does it need to be a Nara Yafa? So this is an interesting Aruch Lener. The Aruch Lener says on our Gemara that David HaMelech wanted, it's a very difficult Aruch Lener to understand, he put himself in a very difficult predicament to dafka have someone that's very pretty and very tempting, so that he would, like the Gemara tells us, to do tshuva you have to put yourself ba'oso makom, ba'oso zman, with the same type of test. He wanted to do tshuva on the chait that he did with Bathsheba. So in order, he felt, I guess, that the reason why he's sick and this is happening to him is because of what he did, and he wanted to do tshuva. So it would only be real tshuva, says the Aruch Lener, if it was an Ariyafis. So that's why they had, because the Aruch Lener is bothered. If they're just getting someone to just help him out, so get anyone. So he wanted Bedafka an Ariyafa ad Moed. Amra, so she says, one second, Ninsabin. She says, well, are we getting married? Amarla, asirously. He said to her, I can't marry you because you're usher to me. Amarla, what? Good, beautiful. So why did David, so let's just finish the story, let's get back to what Eitan's saying. Amarla, so she did not take that well. Chasre leganve nafshi lishloma nokat. So that's Rashi. She dissed him. She a ganav choser. She ain't no motzim makom lignov. When the ganav is, he's a ganav. He's a bad person, and he can't find a makom to steal. Machzik atzmo ba'anova. He makes himself into a tzaddik and into a humble person. Ki ish shalom, like a peaceful man. Kolaymer b'pnei she zakanta. So what was she saying? What was she shtachik to him? Really, you want to do averus? That's why you're saying to me that I'm usher to you. She was very upset. Apparently, she was brought into the picture thinking that she was going to marry the king. And now she's all excited and she says, okay, where's the chuppah? And he says, what do you mean, what chuppah? You're usher to me. So she got very insulted and she responded that back. Good. So what happened? So Vaksiv, what happened next? Amar Lahu, he said to them, what's the next step? Karuli Labasheva. Vaksiv Atovo Basheva La Melech HaChadora. And they brought Basheva, and what happened? And they were together, Amar of Yehud, Rabbi Yehud Amar Rabba, Yisrasha, Kincha Batsheva Shalosh Esrei Mapos. Basically, they were together a few times, and she had to be Mekaneach between each Tashmish. How do we know that they were together 13 times? Says Rashi, Kincha Batsheva Sheba Alea Yud Gimel Bios, Umekaneches, and she did Bdikas between each Tashmish with Tashmish, Ubemikrezek Suvim Shlosh Esrei Tevos, says Rashi, how do you know that it was together 13 times? We have a Messiah because the Pasuk has 13 times. 13 Psukim. Where's the Pasuk? Yud Gimel, you all have the Pasuk there? So Vatovo Basheva, let's count together. Vatovo Basheva Elamelech Achadara Vamelech Zokin Ma'od Vavisha Gashunamis Mishares es Hamelech. It's 12. It's 12.
No, you said that, but I think you said twice. Et Hamelech.
No, I know what I did. I know what I did. Moira Barabaisai, we have a problem with the count. Rashi says she was with him 13 times, and there are only 12 words in the Pasuk.
You counted Et Hamelech as one.
I counted Es Hamelech as two, Adi. I know what my mistake was. Rabbi, so let's do it again. Okay. And I'm only doing this because I'm not trying to play accounting games. This has real ramifications. Vatovo, Basheva, Elamelech, Hachadora, Vamelech, Zokin, Ma'od, Vavisha, Gashunamis, Misharis, Es Hamelech. Zok the Bear Hativ and Hilchas Gittin, how you write Batsheva in a get, which is no Chas V'Shalom, which we ever know get to a get. But how do you write the name Batsheva? You see from our Gemara and Rashi that says 13 times, Batsheva is two words. That's a psak in Evin Ezer. Batsheva is 2 words. Otherwise, the count doesn't make sense. Mamish. Otherwise, we have 12 words. The Batsheva is 2 words. That's how to write Batsheva. It's not 2 words. Big debate amongst the mothers and the fathers and the Azoy Zokta Ber Hesiv from this. I didn't tell my wife yet, but yeah, exactly. Weiter. Okay. So let's go back to Eitan's par. What? It's the same dinim. Ksiva Shemus is, you know, for the for Adiz Misha Beres, it's okay. It sounds the same, but. Hyphen is a separation, but you gotta have a separation. Yeah. Fine. So what does the Gemara say? So let's go back in the story. So David HaMelech says, I'm sorry, I can't be with you. But he told her why? Because astirously. So Boisai, this is very important for us. And these are sugyas that we learned together. Zokta Ran on the handouts. Exactly what Eitan said. The reason why David HaMelech said, I can't marry you. Perish Shekvar Nosa Chai Noshim. Because I already have 18 wives. Now, Raboisai, okay, you already have 18 wives. So at least be with her, because a melech is mutter with a what? With a pilegesh. The Rambam Shita is that what? Melech is the only one that's mutter in a pilegesh. So why can't melech Moshe Rabbeinu be with a pilegesh? Zok the Heilige Ram, this is a raya to Shita the Rambam. Shita the Rambam that we learned together. The Rambam Shita is that pilegeshim are included in the 18 wives. It's 18 of any Noshim / Pilagshim. We explained why that should be, because the Rambam holds that there is a status of Ishus with a Pilagesh, and there's a Chalois Kiddushin without a Maisa Kiddushin. The Rambam says the only time a Pilagesh is Mutter is with a Melech, and Amar Vriya, the Rambam compares it to. Sir Chaim Brisker explained that there could be a Chalois Ishus without a Maisa Ishus, but at the end of the day, there is some sort of Ishus when it comes to a Pilagesh, and perhaps you would even need a get for the Melech to divorce the Pilagesh. So therefore, the Gemara reads like a charm according to the Rambam. So, Bein be Ishus, Bein be Pilagshus, there was no heter over here. But the Ravid that argues on the Rambam, and the Ravid that argues on the Rambam, Rabbi Yisai, and we pointed out, if you remember, this doesn't only emanate from the Machloikis by Melech, this really stems from what? Machloikis and what the Isser of a Zayna is. Stam, a person to be with a woman. So the Rambam and the Ravid had a machloikas whether or not to stam be with a regular woman, would that be the Isser of Kedesha? The Rambam had a much more chomer version of Znus, to be without a woman with Kedushin would potentially be a serious Isser of Kedesha. And the Ravid holds, no, as long as it's not Mufkeres, if it's not Mufkeres Lekach, so then it wouldn't be an Isser. The Ravid Lishitoso holds that a Pilegesh wouldn't be an Isser, but it's not because there's a Chalais Ishus, it's just this isn't a Mufker example, so therefore the Ravid Lishitoso argues with the Rambam about whether or not Pilegesh is only Usser to a Melech, and also argues whether or not Pilegesh is included in the Yud Ches Dover, because if you hold Pilegesh is a Heter and Kulam, so there's not a special leniency to Gabe Malchus. This is not a chiddush that the melech has the ability to have a relationship with a pilegesh. Everyone could have a pilegesh because it's not mufkeres. So therefore, the Ravid disagrees and does not include the pilagshim in the 18 numbers because there is no chalois ishus that is necessary in order to be matir the iser according to Shitas HaRavid. But then the question is, Rabbi Yisai, if that's correct, so how does the Ravid read our Gemara? If there was an option, so according to the Ravid, why didn't the David HaMelech say, you're muterisly, b'toris pilakshis, but not b'toris ishus? What? What's?
That's not true,
but... Yeah, so you have to know if the Ravid is meshuvah to the Aruch Liner. So Eitan's saying, if the Aruch Liner is correct, so his whole point was to be able to withstand... So you're saying... Yeah, but he's saying astirously. It's a good pshat. But David HaMelech, he needs to really, like, this girl wants marriage. Like, you need to just not, you can't, what are you going to say to her? I'm a tzaddik? You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to do tshuva? So she's going to say back to you, she's got a ton of insults over here. Like, she's going to throw it at you. So you need something. So David HaMelech needed to fight her off with atasir talit. So says the Ran. Let's go. Let's see the Ran. Chen Kosav Rambam. The Ran says Perish Shekvar Nosa Chay Noshim Yimtomer Belizvul LePiglegesh. Third to Amisper Yudches Heim Benoshim VePilagshim. Chen Kosav Rambam Zal Peregimo Meiluchus Muachin. The Gemara reads Gvaldik according to Shvitas Rambam. The Hikshal that the David Nosa Ritz Babas Ayad Chsives Neshe Yadonecha Bechekecha. The Lekla Meimer Shenosa Bechupa VeKedushim Dem Kein Avalu Sheva VeKamalei Navi Kehino Kehino LePichach Perish the Einachanami. That's the Ravid's Raya. Pichach Perish the Einachanami. Pilagshim don't count in the count. The im nisratzis avishag lios pilegish al yamuter ba el shaloi nisratzis lios pilegish. The game in shaloi nisratzis al yaser ba. No, it was a problem because what? She thought she was being brought in for marriage and she wanted marriage. She doesn't want to be the pilegish of the melech. She wants to be the wife of the melech and she wasn't maskev. So you do see a chiddush. Could be that according to the Rambam, and I think it's mashman the Rambam, if we remember what we learned. Rambam holds that a pilegish, I think, could be taken bal karcha, against her will. Because I don't need her mice to kiddush and her das. I could just create, and I could just be with her, and that's the chalais of blood. The Ravid, in order to learn this gemara, is going to have to hold a pilegish is not counted in the 18 wives. And it's not chalos nisuin, but pilagshus, in order to get out of this kashi, has to be machadish, pilagshus has to be bertzona. It can't be against her will. It's fascinating because, if anything, I would have said the reverse. The one who looks at Pilagshus as not Ishus related, intuitively I would have said, oh, so then you could probably even take her Bal Karcha. That's the will of the Melech. He could do whatever he wants. It's not the case. The Ravid who gets stuck from this Gemara and needs to say some other pshat has to come out with a Chiddush that even though it's not one of your wives and it's not a relationship like that, it is usher to do against her will. What? So the Rambam writes the Melech has the ability to control the land, has the ability to take your children and to take your kids part of the army and to take your property, and that's part of the sovereignty of the Melech. Yeah.
Why do you have to be derived that way? Meaning it was her.
She didn't want to be a Pilegish.
No, I mean, she wanted to marry. So
right.
The only option is a Pilegish.
Right, and she didn't.
It was a situation of never trying to force her into marriage or Pilegish. It was something that she wanted. So the option B is for a Pilegish.
You want to say that really, according to the Ravid, it would be mutter to take Bal Karcha, but just David HaMelech wasn't interested. That's what you're saying.
I mean, based on the storyline of the Gemara, I would seem that way.
Didn't this Ratzit Avisha Lias Pilegish or Yomutter Ba? Well, she knows Ratzit Lias, but if it came in Shalonis Ratzis, no, why is that Osirba? No.
No, it's still
Osirba. Why? It's not Osirba, let her take her. Must be that it's Osir to take her, Balkarcha. Right? He's trying to explain David HaMelech's Lashon to say Atasirt.
Right.
So the only way for you to say it's Atasirt is to say that Pilegish Balkarcha is Osir. Fine. So that's just in terms of that Shlav and Gemara. Fine. So what did they do? So what they did, she served David HaMelech. So now the Gemara says something fascinating. Amar of Shaman Bar Abba, Bo Ure'e, Kama Koshin Gerishin, Shari David HaMelech Yitiru Lo Liyached, V'lo Yitiru Lo Ligaresh. And now the Gemara goes in to a very sensitive sugya, discussing gerushin and discussing the difference between ishus rishona, zivug rishon, and zivug sheni. I just had the schus to sit all day with Rav Asher Weiss shlita, and it was a very unique experience. I've been with him many times, but I never had the ability to sit with him after he lost his wife. And it was he got emotional at times when he was talking about certain inyanim. And I was thinking, mamish, about punk this Gemara, about Ishus Neurim, that there's a certain connection the Gemara is going to talk about, that the Zivag Rishon has, that the Zivag from the Baskol Yotzis, Bas Ploni Laploni, that there's a certain connection that the Gemara talks about Gerishin from that marriage even stronger than a later marriage.
and it's hard, and we should really look at this Gemara in terms of sensitivity. I was talking to someone earlier this week about the dilemma that many people have, Nebuch, Rachman al-Tzlan, that they have when they have to stand at a juncture that on the one hand they want to go on with their lives, but on the other hand there's a difficulty that it seems like a betrayal to the Ziva Grisha. And this Gemara really talks about how the tsar from a ziva to lose a spouse, it's not replaceable. Ad kedei kach, that the Gemara sounds like it's even harder than a child, because children, you could always have more children, but you can never have the eshes neurim. You can never have that that's a ziva grishin, and that's what the Gemara is stressing in the common denominator of the Gemara. It's not to say that gerushin is usser. It's not to say that gerushin is not an option. But you see from the entire Gemara, and it's a Kedai Gemara to go through slowly from all the drushas of the psukim, kama kosha gerushin, that you should try not to jump into a divorce, and how the mizbeach is going to cry when there is a divorce, and that's really the tachlis, and shem shemayim is broken when there is a divorce happens. So you know we should try to keep these marriages as much as we can. This Gemara is in line with the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin on Daf Tzadi says, Machlekes Beishame Beisil. There's a three-way Machlekes Tanoim. Machlekes Beishame Beisil Rabbi Akiva, the last Mishnah in Gittin on Daf Tzadi. Beishame holds you're never allowed to divorce your wife unless you find that she was promiscuous and there was something that you found. Matzava Ervas Dover, but if you did not find that, so then it's usher for you to be megarish your wife. That's what the Mishnah sounds like. Beisilah says, no, that's not true. It's not totally on being motzeba erevas dover. It's not only if she was promiscuous, but also if she was makdiach es hatapshil. If she messed up the food a few times, says Beisilah. But according to Beisilah, you need something that she messed up, and it can't just be once. The Mefarshim explained that she's taka. There's problems. The example is makdiach hatavshil. So she messed up the tavshil a few times, but obviously that means that the house is not functioning properly, and there's a good reason why we're getting divorced. And Rabbi Akiva says no, you don't need a reason at all. Afilu matzah misha neicha himeno. Even if you find someone who's better, you're allowed to divorce your wife. So we do not assume like Rabbi Akiva that you need a reason. Wow. Say the Shagas Aryeh was giving shir, and Shagas Aryeh's mahalach was to argue on a lot of different svarim. And Rishayim and Svarim, and I think they say that he was going up, and as he was, so I'd like to stop talking about this right now. But that was terrifying. Wow. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Some guy just. I'm not giving you this cheer again. Like, feet away from me. Wow. That's a pasta. Okay. That's very scary. I'm not going to even ask what I was talking about, because whatever I was talking about, I don't want to talk about it anymore. But okay, fine. So let's go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Kama kasha legerish." Shari David Amelech, itiru lo liyached, velo itiru lo legarish. They were matir her to be miyached, but they were not matir to be megarish. So first of all, let's just think about another sugya that really came up, I think, in the same realm. We had a shaila. What's the din when it comes to yichud on someone that's usher and tashrish with you? So what do I mean usher and tashrish with you? If you have yichud on an erva, on someone that's in arayos with you, so that's for sure an isidoraisa, and that might even be Yarag Val Yavar. You might have to even give up your life, right? That might be now Bezrayu Darayus, whatever. But what's this case? Is this an Erva? Avishag? No, it's not an Erva. She's a Pnuya. But technically, she's Aser to me. Why is she Aser to me? Because it's more than the Yurches. So this should be similar to a Shaila we asked, everybody say. What have, not Nida, because Nida, according to the Rambam, is an Erva, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, not like Rabbeinu Tam. Not Isra Sei, but Chai Ve'lavin, Koyin. Right. What is the din if you have someone that, if I get married to a Koyin with a Grusha, the marriage is a marriage. It's a horrible ceremony, it's a horrible simcha, but it's a marriage. It takes effect, and the children, it's a full-fledged marriage, and if she with another man, the children will be mamzerim, it's an eishes ish, it takes effect. The good kedushin is a good kedushin. What is the din on yichud with such an iser? She's not an erva, but she's a chai ve'lavim, she's aser in bia. So is there a yichud de'oraisa on such a person, or is there not a yichud de'oraisa on such a person? So the Prisha held that there's Yichud on Chai Ve'lavim, because Yichud is fundamentally, it's a fundamental question. What is Yichud based on? Is Yichud based on anything that could lead up to a Bia Surah, and that the Torah now atzered it not only with Bia, but also with Yichud? So then you should apply it even to someone who's technically not an Erva. Or no, it's an extrapolation of being an Erva. Only someone has an Erva, that's someone who has the Yisr Yichud, and that's the opinion of many, many poskim. That's the debate in the beginning of Simen Chav Beis, I think it's the first Beis Shmuel, in Simen Chav Beis, of whether or not there's an Yisr Yichud to Chai Ve'lavin. Someone who I'm Usr and Tashmish, will there be an Yisr Yichud Menat Torah? So Chayra, you should have a Raya from this Gemara. What's the Gemara saying here? Kama koshe gerishin, and the Gemara is assuming over here that yichud hetirulu yichud zot Rashi im avishag afal pishenester yichud shel pnuya. Even though they asked yichud with a pnuya, when did they ask yichud with a pnuya? Rabbi Yisai, when did they ask yichud with a pnuya? Yeah, in the time of David HaMelech, they asked yichud with a pnuya on daf. On Daf Chaf, no? Yeah. On Chaf Alpha Mabez at the top. Oh, wow. Chaf Alpha Mabez at the top. Gozru al Yichud Pnuya. After the story with Amnon and Tamar, they said, this is a bad policy. We got to make sure that this doesn't happen. And even though Menat Torah, this is someone that's totally mutter, and a Yichud with a Pnuya would have been totally mutter. Again, Rabosai, leaving out what I said when we learned that Sugya. Nida was not an issue over there because everyone was going to the mikvah for Taras. So there was no yichud with a Nida. There was a separate shaila of an Isha Tahira from Nida. And now I want to know, can I be misyachid with a Pnuya, with a single girl? Guy and girl wants to hang out, and she's totally muteres because she went to the mikvah already, because she has to go. Anytime she goes into the Beis HaMikdash, she would go into the mikvah. Or anytime she would eat truma or eat kachim, she would go to the mikvah. So she was anyways tahor. So there was a separate child of Yichud Pnuya. We don't have a separate child of Isra D'Rabban of Yichud Pnuya, because anyone, any of our girls, once they had adolescence, they're anyways Nida, so there's going to be an Isra D'Raisa of the Yichud with the Erva, because we assume Nida is one of the Ervas. That's the way it's passed in the Shulchan Aruch. Fine. So over here, Rashi's calling this only an Isra D'Rabbanan of Yichud with a Pnuya. So I don't understand. But if you hold like the Parisha, that Yichud with Yisurim is what? Just like Chai Ve'lavim, this woman is also to me, so there should be Yichud or Raisa. It shouldn't be only Yichud Pnuya. So if you remember, there's a Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch said, no, even if you hold that Yichud with Chai Ve'lavim is Yichud or Raisa, but this woman is technically not Aser. It's just the situation that's Aser. I happen to have 18 wives. That could be a letter of an Isra that even the Prisha would be moida that there's, since there's a Heter Li'isuro, that's not going to be a case of Yichud or Raisa on this case. So you could have a way out to understand the Cheshbon of the Gemara that this was all Yichud de Pnuya up against Gerushin, up against Gerushin. So again, so what's the Gemara statement? The Gemara is saying they were Matir and Issa Derabbanan of Yichud. Why wasn't a Yichud Deraisa? That's one of the two explanations, either because there is no Yichud by someone who's Aser if it's not an Erva, We don't hold Yichud by Chayv Elavin is even an Issur D'Oraisa. Only Yichud by Erva. And even if you hold, even by Yichud by Chayv Elavin, even though she's not an Erva, that's going to be Yichud D'Oraisa, perhaps you can differentiate, because over here there's a Hetera Li'isuro. There would be a waste, theoretically, through Gerushin, that I can now be Mutter, because she can become one of the 18 wives, and she's not an absolute Issur, she's a situational Issur, and that wouldn't have the Issur D'Oraisa of Yichud.
Okay, Carl, is that the same thing?
But that's always going to stay. That's always going to stay. So that's an erva. So what's the Gemara saying? So yichud kama koshin gerushin, because yichud what? Because yichud they were matir, and what? And gerushin from the yurchet they were not matir. So here's my question. This is a question that the Mishnah Lamelech raises in Hilchos Gerushin. This iser to be megarish in isha. Shalo kahalacha, meaning, what I mean by shalo kahalacha, meaning you didn't have the right reasoning to get to be megarish, which means according to Beis Shammai, she wasn't promiscuous. According to Beis Hillel, she didn't do any avla. But I did the get it, and anyways, I said, I don't care what Beis Shammai Beis Hillel says, I'm going to be megarish. The get's a good get. No one holds it. It's against Rabbi Akiva. This Gemara L'chur is against Rabbi Akiva, right. So now I want to know, is that an Isser D'Oraisa or an Isser D'Rabbanan? So the Mishnah Lamelech and Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Yud Alach Chaf Aleph says, a big chiddush. That whole Mishnah is not only not an Isser D'Oraisa, it's not only not an Isser D'Rabbanan, it was an Eitzah Tova. Bishami was just saying, we think that when a person gets divorced, these are the good parameters, these are good reasons to get divorced, but it wasn't that it was Usser for you to get divorced for any other reason. The Mishnah Melech says that he thinks he disagrees with the Knesset HaGdolah. He thinks that it's a full-fledged Isser D'Oraisa. The Gerushin takes effect. It's a good Gerushin. But it's a full-fledged Isser D'Oraisa. But then he says at the end of the piece in the Mishnah Melech, but I have a problem from Sanhedrin Chav Beis Amid Aleph. What's his problem from Sanhedrin Chav Beis Amid Aleph? His problem from Sanhedrin Chav Beis Amid Aleph is like this. The Gemara wants to say, Kama Kosha Gerushin. Because what? Because they were Matir in Isser Yichud, and they weren't Matir or Gerushin. So says the Mishnah Melech, if one's in Isser D'Rabbanan, and one's in Isser D'Oraisa, is that a good argument to say, oh, Gerushin's a horrible thing? No, it's not. We'd rather you violate the Isser D'Rabbanan. Then violate the Isser D'Oraisa. So ask the Mishnah Melech, that's a kasha on what I'm saying, that this Isser of being Megarish Shaloi Kedin, or for Shaloi L'Tzorech, and the last thing you can get is an Isser D'Oraisa, what do you mean? But then you drop the whole lashon of Koshin Gerishin, because we opted with an Isser Yichud, as opposed to an Isser Gerishin. No, that's not the reason. One's an Isser D'Oraisa, one's an Isser D'Rabbanan. Why is it an Isser D'Rabbanan? So that's what he explained. Because there wouldn't be a din of Yichud Menatir over here for whatever reason. It wasn't Asr Menatir. But says the Mishnah Melech, this is a kasha on what I'm arguing. B'chayr, it's a Raya Brura, like the Knesset HaGadolah, that the Isser to be Megarish for not a good reason is only an Isser D'Rabbanan at most. Or maybe what? It's even just an Eitzah Tova, but it's not even an Isser to begin with. Says the Mishnah Melech, Aval Yesh L'Taritz, and he leaves us hanging. He doesn't explain why. So Rabbi Yisai, there is a Sefer, Sanhedrin Tana. And the Margolius Hayam over here quotes the Sanhedrin Tana. He brings in something fascinating. Something that we discussed. There is a discussion amongst the Rishonim in the following situation. A person is a choyle on Shabbos. Choyle sheyesh bo sakon. The doctor said he needs to eat on the Shabbos meat. And the Rishonim discuss what's the best way for him to eat meat. He has two options. You can either shech the meat, or you can eat nevela meat. So the Rishonim discuss what's better for him to eat. To violate shechita for him? Or to, this was like the Kushis HaRishonim, and this was on the front page of the newspapers, all the Gedolim, the Ravid, the Rush, the Maramberg, the Ran, all of them were chiming in on this Shiloh. What's better for this guy to do if the doctor says he's got to eat meat? and we have two options in front of us. We can give him non-kosher nevela, or we can shech the animal and give him kosher food. So all the Rishayim agreed, and that's the way it's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin Chav Ches, that we should shech the meat on his behalf. But the Rishayim give very, very different reasons. And some of those reasons hold because Shabbos is Huchra for Pikuach Nefesh, and we don't view that it's usher for you to do if you have a Heter of Pikuach Nefesh, which was not accepted by Allah. We Paskin and Shulchan Aruch that Shabbos is Tchuya, and we try to limit how much we have to violate if it's not necessary. That would be an Issa D'Oraisa, and we try to limit as much as possible. So other Rishonim say, no, it's because of the nature of the treif. And if he's going to have treif, he's going to find out about it, and his bubby's going to find out about it, and they're going to be sitting at the table, and his bubby's going to hear, what, you had treif, and his blood pressure's going to rise, and everything, and he's going to die anyways. So we don't want to give him treif, because the result is not going to end well, says the Rosh. He's going to be makits, and he's going to be disgusted, and he's going to be mistaken from it, and it's not going to work. But that's not the opinion of the Ram. The Ran says something incredible. The Ran is mechadesh the following. No, really, we should have given him the nevela meat. Why? Because nevela is only an eser lav. Although it sounds horrible, it only gives you malchus as a punishment. But to violate Shabbos is an eser skil, and that's much more chomer than an eser lav. Yet says the Ran, that's in quality. But says the Ran, you're not considering quantity. And says the Ran, the following chiddush: if I'm going to violate many different isurim kalim, as opposed to being over one isur chomer, that is part of the equation, and that's what the Gemara tells you. Don't feed him the isur if he's not necessary. Meaning we don't only look at the quality, we also look at the quantity. And I'd rather violate one big isur at one shot than to have many, many small isurim in the amount of kizasim that it's going to have when he's going to eat the nevela. Chiddush nifla of the Ran. Chiddush nifla of the Ran. Says the Sanhedrin Ktano, that's the cheshbin of our Gemara. So if Mark remembers, good second. So says the Sanhedrin Ktana, extend it to our Gemara, and even extend it to what? To Isurim Dirabonim. Now, if you understand that the Isur to be Megarish a woman is an Isur Dirabonon, so then it's Poshim. Kama Koshim Gerishin. Why? Because we should have given you one Isur, and yet we gave you what? The Isur Yichud that you're over. Again and again and again. And according to the Ran, that's horrible. But says the Sanhedrin Ktana, I can answer the Mishnah Melech, that even if it's an Isur D'Oraisa to be Megari Shalo L'Tzorech, I'd rather you violate one Isur D'Oraisa than violate many Isurim D'Rabbanan. That's what he's Mechadesh from this Gemara. Why was I so excited when I found this Sanhedrin Ktana? Because we had a Shaila in the shul with two people, with Elliot Teichman and Josh Abramson, before their wives delivered their children. I think it was 2 years ago. And what happened? They wanted to know they didn't unlock their phone before Shabbos. And they asked me, now that the phone's not unlocked, I have two options of how to unlock the phone. Do I? Oh, Givaldic. Careful. There's a lot going on this tonight. Rabbi Stein. How do I unlock the phone? Do I put in the passcode? Which means I'm violating closing a circuit four times. Or do I put in my fingerprint one time? So without getting into all the details, we don't have the time to get into all the different things about fingerprints. I and Eitan Lipstein's delivery of his child. That was another Shaila. That was the discussion. Which one to do? Ultimately, our Shaila was one Isser Chomer of doing it Kederech with a fingerprint, which would be more Chomer than doing it Shalom Kederech with a passcode for Shinuyim. That was our question. So the thing I wanted to argue was, does this apply to Yisurim Derabbanan as well? According to the Sanhedrin Ktano, he's saying our Gemara is a Raya that it applies to Yisurim Derabbanan, which is very Gishmak, but he's saying a much bigger Chiddush.
He's saying that it's not only one Durabanan versus many Durabanan, it's one Durabanan, it's many Durabanans versus a Deoraisa. I wouldn't have said this much, and he's saying that I'd rather you violate one Deoraisa of what? Of Gerushin, rather than violate Kama Vekama Yichuds. Elamai, what does the Gemara say? Kama Kosher Gerushin, that we didn't choose to. But intuitively, I would have instructed you to do that because, says the Sender Gedara, because of the Yisod of the Ram. Rabbi Tzai, second connection to our Parsha. What's the second connection to our Parsha? Gevaldik. Rabbi Yonis and Ibishit says something myridic. Rabbi Yonis and Ibishit says, I don't understand. Avram Avinu gives Sarah to Para. He says, because maybe they're going to kill him. Right? So I'd rather tell them that she's not married to me, because maybe they're going to kill me. Frechter of Yonish, Zof the Medrash, Mikan Shemachil, there's a Medrash, Mikan Shemachil and Lechoyla, Shchita, the Loy Nevela. Mikan Shemachil and Lechoyla. The Medrash that's regarding the discussion of the Rishonim. Frechter of Yonish and Ibishitz, a Medrash plea, what's the Medrash talking about? Zof the Yonish and Ibishitz, the Medrash Kasha was like this, Monavshach. If the Mitzrayim could not care less about Isurim, so if they don't care about what? If they don't care about killing you, so they're not going to care about Gilui Arayus. So what do you have to tell them that you're not married to him? What do you care about? Zok, the Rabbi Yonis and Ibishitz Gevaldik. No, they do care, but they can't give in to their Taivus. So what are they going to do? They'd rather what? Violate one Isur. They'll shoot you on the spot, and then Paro doesn't have to live with her Be'isur again and again and again. Mikan, L'shchita, Shemuteres, L'choyle, She'yeshbo, Sakona, exactly like Shita Taran in this Sugya and the Sanhedrin Tana. So we have two words from this week's Parsha that you could tell all your kids about Hagar not being Mutter to because she was Sharvito Shomelech, and about Paro's Cheshbin, about now wanting to kill instead of being over again and again. Ha, ha, ha.